USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House continues to defend the failure to brief President Trump on the reported Russian program that paid the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany.
It was a career CIA officer with more than 30 years a tenure who made the decision not to brief it up, and the National Security Advisor agreed with that decision. She's an excellent officer and does great work, and made the decision not to brief it up. It was the right decision to make, and at this moment as I speak to you, it is still unverified.
The president is under growing pressure from lawmakers of both parties to provide more answers about the intelligence and the U.S. response, or the lack of one. President Trump says he doesn't believe the intelligence is true.
And I'm sure I don't see many things that they don't think rose to the occasion. This didn't rise to the occasion.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement has gone into effect, rewriting the terms of trade between the three countries. President Trump signed the agreement in January to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement of 1994, with the White House declaring that the deal will result in stronger economic growth with more jobs for American workers and fairer trade in the country. The USMCA mostly preserves duty-free trade and economic integration provided by NAFTA while adding new rules surrounding digital trade and altering what products can be traded across borders without facing tariffs. Even as the deal goes into effect, issues such as U.S. tariffs on metals and Mexican labor standards still persist. Further changes to Mexico's labor rules to ensure workers were granted the freedom to form unions were included in the deal, but have yet to clear their way through the Mexican legal system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of immigrants, sending another blow to the Trump administration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
A federal judge overturning a Trump administration asylum rule targeting Central Americans. The federal court last night upholding a challenge to the 2019 asylum restrictions that require immigrants to first claim asylum in another country. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly of Washington, D.C., ruling in favor of asylum seekers and immigrant nonprofits who'd argued that the third country asylum rule violated the Immigration and Nationality Act. The law allows anyone who makes it to the United States soil to apply for asylum.
The Small Business Administration says they received over $8 billion disaster relief loans from small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking before the House Small Business Committee, Associate Administrator for Disaster Assistance James Rivera says these are unprecedented loan numbers.
This agency has provided economic relief to over 6.8 million small businesses for over $147 billion.
Rivera outlines some of the steps the SBA is taking to deal with the high demand.
Currently, we're processing grants in less than 2 days. The pandemic and nationwide program has also required the agency to scale up our disaster staff, now totaling over 7,000 personnel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.